Chris and Kira on 2FM.
Honestly, this isn't a joke, by the way, what I'm about to do here. So, how do I even start this? Okay, let's take one thing at a time, okay? If I put up this fader here, a gentleman who has been on the show several times before will be there as well. Mark, hi, how are you?
Hey, Chris.
I see Mark is very quiet tonight. Mark, how are things? How have you been since we last spoke?
A bit all right.
Good.
You know, up and down.
Up and down. Up and down. More ups than downs or more downs than ups? I hope it's been mainly up, has it?
Mostly up, usually good. Late at night.
Okay, well, all right. Well, I see we're off to a good start with Mark this evening. Hey, so, Kira, you know Mark. Mark
yes.
has been on the show before. One time, Mark and I and you, I guess, have an odd relationship because
Very much so.
We met Mark when we worked in another radio station. And, you know, I guess, you know, maybe we didn't have the same discerning attitude that we have while we were here. And we let Mark on basically whenever he felt like it. And, Mark, you still come on here and... Believe it or not, Kira, most weeks, Mark either emails myself or JJ or Therese about something, wanting to come on. However, Mark, you have to understand, we're a little busier here now that we're on 2FM and everything. Like, we have guests coming in and everything.
I never get an email from him.
No, I purposefully never gave him, really, any way of contacting you. And
oh,
believe
thank
me,
you.
Yeah, exactly. I'll do you a favor. But I remember, Mark, that you and I wouldn't say we have a friendship, but I do know who you are, and, you know, we would be in contact occasionally. And believe it or not, most weeks, Mark is on to me about something or other. And usually we just don't really have time to let Mark on the air for 15 minutes.
So why is Mark on the air tonight?
Well, I didn't want to explain it to you. I wanted Mark to explain to you why he's on the air because I thought you had to hear this. I thought this was fantastic. And I really thought that you would like to hear why Mark is on the air tonight. So, Mark, in your own words, whenever you're ready, why don't you tell Kira what it is you're doing on air with us this evening?
Hey, Kira.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm good.
That's good. That's good. Mark, why are you on air with us?
I hear Chris and you as well won an award.
Well, I wouldn't say it's an award, Mark, but as in we were.
Did we win an award?
No, we were selected by iTunes as some of the best content of 2014.
Okay.
So the editorial team, which are the guys who look at the content on iTunes, UK and Ireland, decided that they would have, you know, a look at everything that was up there. And they chose Kira and I as some of the best new content on there for 2014. Big honour, by the way. I mean, obviously, Kira and I are genuinely chuffed by that. So that, yes, Mark, we did win an award of sorts and
a very big
accolade.
Let me guess, Mark, why are you on? You're going to tell us that our podcasts are really, really bad. Is that it?
Yeah, probably. Not actually, though.
That too, but my name didn't appear on the credits.
Well, there was no credits, Mark.
There's no credits. Yeah.
Well, but I'm on the podcast.
You're on some of the podcasts.
Mark, yeah. I can tell you now myself, I'd estimate, if I double check here, but I'm nearly certain that you're on about two of the podcasts.
Yeah, Kira oversees the podcasts with JJ. I don't really know what's going on. Can somebody find out how many podcasts Mark is on? Because I decided we would do this on air as well, because I knew that Mark was coming on to talk about this. Mark, you feel that you should in some way be credited for how many podcasts? Or what? You want to be credited for partially for the award or what?
Well, the award more so. I mean, I can live without the podcast credits, but, you know, I think I'm part of the wheels that turn on the show, and I just felt, you know, like, you know, as you said before, you know, we're good friends, and
I didn't say that.
You know, I kind of feel like our relationship now has reached a strain.
A strain.
A strain because.
So, Mark, might you not come on again?
I don't think I can, Chris. I obviously
without credit.
Without credit, I need to be. You know, there's room for my name on the page.
Hold on, we're after getting the information. Mark, I can confirm for you. There's nearly 100 podcasts up, okay?
Yeah.
Mark, you appeared on two of the podcasts. Let me just read this.
Out of how many?
Out of 100. Mark appeared out of two of the podcasts. I'll tell you when your first podcast was the 26th of August, Mark, when you came on to see if we were going back to college. And then again, you appeared on the 21st of October podcast where you rang in to say happy birthday to me as it was my birthday on that date. So that is... two podcasts out of 100, Mark, that we have done on the show here that you've appeared on. So I'm sorry, but kind of the figures suggest that you really didn't have that big a part to play in the actual podcasts that are up on iTunes.
You were 2% of the podcasts, Mark. Would you like 2% of the credit?
Yeah.
Okay.
There are two of your biggest podcasts.
You think that they were probably two of the most downloaded podcasts?
I actually don't have the statistics to prove or disprove your comments there, because I don't know which is the most downloaded podcast.
Obviously, it's the Mark podcasts. I mean, there's no doubt about that. So, Mark, let me ask you, what exactly could we have done? Like, for example, I know that the RTE news outlets, like even the RTE news website, had a little bit on it in the entertainment section, and they had a quote from Dan Healy, of course, who is the head of 2FM, and Dan Healy was like, you know, it's great, Chris and Kira, they're on the cutting edge of what they do, that's obviously why iTunes recognize it as some of the best content of the year. Would you like maybe if Dan Healy had in some way mentioned you in that little blurb that he did?
Don't think it would have been too much to ask.
Okay.
Wow.
So Dan Healy should have also been crediting you when he was doing that.
Can I ask you something? what about our weekly contributors that we have on the show? I mean, the likes of Emma Power, the Galway Player, Grace O'Reilly, you know, you name it. You know, they're on every week. So their podcast goes up every week.
How much credit should they get?
They're not on the top two podcasts.
Mark, you don't know what the top podcasts are.
You don't know that I'm not.
Oh, I presume you don't. I'm going to imagine you don't. Do you know someone in iTunes, Mark?
No.
Mark has all these executive friends, obviously, that he hangs around with. Mark knows stockbrokers and people who work in Google and people who work in iTunes. And they've obviously given you the figures, have they? But Mark, let me ask, you know what? I don't totally disagree with what you're saying. I mean, you are a part of the show. And I know that whenever you come on...
Far stretch.
I know that whenever Mark comes on, people get
excited. I'm a part of the show. You're a part of the show.
Sure.
Mark, a part of the show.
Well,
no offense, Mark.
Let me run this down for you. In a hierarchy of people who would get credit for the podcast being the top, I would imagine me and Kira are there at the top. So we'd be number one equally, if you get me. Mm-hmm. And then second is probably Therese Kelly, our producer, Mark. And then third is probably JJ Hartigan, our broadcast coordinator. And then you could even say fourth is probably Paul Russell, who is the program director of 2FM. Then maybe fifth is Dan Healy as the head of 2FM for putting us here. And then maybe sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth and tenth are regular contributors to the show. And then maybe you'd be somewhere down there between 11 and 100, we'll say. You know, Mark, there's probably texters who I've read out more than you've been on the show. Should they get credit?
They were on the podcast.
Okay.
Not really.
Well, Mark, I
could go where I could go in Kira's place. We could swap. Kira could go, you know.
Kira could go down post 10th on that list.
Sure. Go, go for it.
You and me.
Okay. So me and you are the top reasons that the podcast did well this year, Mark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you still not like Kira, by the way, Mark?
Not like is a bit strong.
Okay. Do you still
have difficulty with her?
You have difficulties with. Does she still rub you the wrong way?
I don't even communicate with you, Mark.
There's a bit of tension there.
Yeah, I think there is tension between.
There's definitely tension on your half, and the only tension that has come across on my half is that I don't really understand, Mark, why you're on. Sorry.
Do you not find him entertaining, though?
Likewise, Kira.
Yeah, Kira, Mark doesn't know why you are on the show.
Yeah, can I point out the reasons that I don't like when Mark comes on? Because he always ends up insulting me. So I have to sit here and listen to it while Chris pisses himself laughing in the corner and we give Mark airtime.
Yeah, well, I enjoy Mark sometimes because I do think, you know, Kira, I've really come around to his way of thinking.
Really?
I think Mark is the only reason.
Did you get Mark a Christmas present this year? Because
I
tell you, I've got a great idea for a Christmas present for Mark. Why don't you get him some iTunes vouchers, Chris?
Do you use iTunes, Mark?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Are you subscribed to our podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you at least download those. Which are your favourite ones?
The one there from August.
the one that had you on it, was it?
Well, yeah, they'd be pretty high.
Yeah, Mark. No, I've heard that's a lot of people's favourite. I heard it's been downloaded over 10 million times. If I have the figures here, you are the only reason the podcasts are doing well, Mark. So,
On a serious note, if people would like to go and listen to the podcast and go back to August 26th and listen to when Mark came on and had a fantastic interview about asking myself and Chris, where are we going back to college, even though we've got a full-time job here on 2FM, you can go onto iTunes and you can search for RT 2FM, Chris and Kira.
Yeah. Well, Mark, before you go, genuinely, do you have any actual remedy you expected from coming on tonight? Like, is there anything you actually thought might have happened when you came on and said that you're part of the reason that we won that podcast award thing?
I sort of just wanted to, you know, set the record straight and, put my name in the lights as well.
Okay, well, that's actually fair enough. The podcasts are done by me, Kira, and Mark.
Oh,
and I do want to give more or less full credit to Mark for us winning that podcast award. I really don't think we could have done it without them. And Mark, you can use that on any CV you'd like. In fact, Mark, you should put on your next CV selected in iTunes Best Content of 2014 podcast if you'd like.
Sounds good to me.
Cool. You can put me as a reference as well.
Cool.
Okay. Well, I'll write a reference for you. Well, Mark, have a good Christmas anyway.
Happy Christmas, Mark.
You too, Chris. Happy Christmas, and Kira as well.
Thank you.
Anything?
You know, 'tis the season of goodwill and all the rest, so why don't we end the year on a good note? And,
well, that's why I'm giving Mark his credit.
Happy Christmas. I'm talking about myself and Mark.
Okay.
So happy Christmas, Mark, okay? Do you have anything nice planned?
Happy Christmas, Kira. No, not really. Just hanging out.
Listening to podcasts.
Got a few catch up on a few podcasts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that sounds cool.
We should podcast this. I think this is great content for iTunes 2014 best new content winners like me and Kira. I think this is what they're looking
3%.
For. 3%. Yeah, you would be. So Mark, look, I always like talking to you, and I'm sorry we haven't had more of a chance to talk to you actually during the year. Maybe if next year's really quiet and there's nothing going on, we'll get you on more. You know, like if there's a lot of slow news days and there's no guests in or anything, I'm sure we could have you on a bit more.
Sounds good to me, Chris.
Good. All right. Well, Mark, as always, it's a pleasure when you come on. And before you go, I will agree with you that I do think you are the reason we won the iTunes Podcast Chris. Award. I'm the big enough man to say it. And really, I do appreciate it. Chris and Kira on 2FM.